And now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, a fun, informative green talk radio show featuring guests from all over the country talking about how living green can be fun. Visit Mrs. Green's website at www.MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com for more information about her guests.
Hello, Tucson. Hello, world. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream News Talk 790 KNST. I am Mrs. Green, the voice of green. Oh, my greenness. What a day. What a show. This is when Tucsonans are so happy to be living here. It's 70 degrees, or I don't think there's a cloud in the sky. And we are so blessed to be living in this great, 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 wonderful, wonderful state. And for those of you listening from around the country, come on and visit. Okay, action-packed show. Action, action, action-packed show. A very, very special guest today, Susan Preston, who's a general partner with CalCEF. And CalCEF is the Clean Energy Angel Fund in California. My friend Cindy and I heard her speak at a conference several months ago, and we followed up. She's an incredibly brilliant, knowledgeable, well-spoken, polished angel investor, and they look up, they basically explore technology related to clean energy, energy efficiency, green buildings. She has a lot of information about what's going on around the world, so you will want to stay tuned. Our sponsors, Chapman, if you're a Facebook person, and trust me, even us oldies are signing up in record numbers. I'm getting friend requests from people that are older than I am. Chapman Honda has a Facebook fan page. As you know, I love my Honda Insight. I cannot believe the gas mileage I get and how it's changing my driving habits. It's really weird how that happens because I do want to be a sustainable citizen. So consider signing up to becoming a fan at Chapman Honda, not Chapman Honda. You won't find it. Big announcement before we go to Tyson. Tyson is calling us on the road from New York City, so we want to hurry up and get to that. But I have a big announcement. Mrs. Green has changed her website, and we are now Mrs. Green's World. It's a very different look, a very different feel. I encourage you, invite you, urge you to go to Mrs. Green's World, no punctuation, one straight across, MrsGreensWorld.com. We have an unbelievably fun contest going on, but you have to participate. We want to know what you're doing. Great, great prizes. I am so serious. The community responded, and one of them is a solar backpack from Tucson Electric Power. So when you hike, you could plug in your cell phone or your computer or your iPod and have it be solar powered. So please, MrsGreensWorld.com, and I am going to be giving tickets away as soon as we talk to Tyson for Sizzle, a global warming commentary. They're calling it a mockumentary. Roger, are we ready for Tyson?
I believe we are.
Tyson, are you ready for us?
I am ready, Gina. How are you?
Great. Tell us where you are.
Well,
where
I'm in New York City.
City.
I'm in Manhattan, and I'm literally 16 miles away from breaking the existing Guinness World Record.
Yes, yes. And tell everybody who may not have heard, breaking the Guinness World Record for what?
It's for longest journey by car using alternative fuel.
I know. I love it. And you've gotten it from restaurants, and you've had the American community open their homes and their lives to you. Is that a true statement?
Yeah, it's phenomenal, especially in Tucson, I might add.
That's great. You didn't even have to say that, but we were sure happy to see you. How's Chloe doing?
She's doing great. She's actually under the weather a little bit right now, so she's not very audible. She actually has a cold, so I'm going to do most of the interview, if that's okay.
Okay, okay. So the Guinness Book of World Record, what kind of press do you have for when you are over the finish line, and where will it be exactly?
Well, we're doing it at a high school just actually east of Central Park. And
I'm dying here. You're killing me.
These kids are actually going to be pretty lucky to be able to see us basically break the existing record on their school grounds. So so far we actually have Reuters coming out. Fingers crossed that they still come out, and it should be fun. It'll be
and
a fun day.
It'll go all across the world. I mean, it really will. It'll literally, if Reuters comes out, it'll go across the world. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm from New Jersey. I am hungry for a New York City experience. It's one of my favorite cities on the planet because I think it's fun and friendly and exciting and always alive. They never sleep there.
No, they don't. It is awesome. We're getting the full experience, that's for sure. It's our first time in New York, and we had some authentic New York pizza last night.
Oh, there's nothing like it. Did they call it a pie? They call it a pie. They did. I know. It's like, you want to go get a piece of pie? And they don't mean chocolate cream. Well, I'm really proud of you, everybody in Tucson, supporting you. For anyone that may have just tuned in, Tyson and Chloe are going to break the world record for the Guinness Book of World Record for driving the most miles on an alternative fuel, on biodiesel. So you use cooking oil. That's it.
Yeah, we're using 100% waste vegetable oil. So the odd time that we have to start up, we're starting up on biodiesel, but the 99.9% of the time it's just straight cooking oil.
Okay, so if people want to read more about it, your blog?
Yeah, they can go to our website. We have a blog. We have a Facebook page. We have a YouTube account, YouTube channel. We have Twitter. We also have a live GPS where everyone can actually follow us live on Google Maps.
You're kidding me.
It's really fun.
You've got to love it. Okay, the
social
media experience.
So it's all at driventosustain.com.
No, say that again. I was talking. I'm sorry.
Sorry. driventosustain.com.
Okay, everybody, driventosustain.com. And if you are driving and you can't remember that, please, everyone, we encourage you, go to MrsGreensWorld.com. And Tyson, I don't know if you heard it, but we've gone from mainstream to the world. And we have a new website that's fun. And you can always find out about Tyson by going to info@MrsGreensWorld.com. And we will tell you where he is. Thank you so much. We'll be following you. I'll be Twittering about you, sending out a tweet. I'll be putting it on Facebook. And best to Chloe for a speedy recovery. Okay?
Thank you, Gina.
All right. Stay in touch. So grateful that you called in.
Take care.
That was Tyson. It's so exciting that we are part of the world record here on Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream. I love it. And right now, throughout the show, I am going to give away free tickets for Sizzle, a global warming comedy. I have two tickets right now for the first caller, 520-880-5678. 520-880-5678. Would love to see those lines light up. The movie, it's going to be a riot. The writer-director of the movie, Randy Olson, will be there. Quite a few members of the faculty from the University of Arizona School of Earth Sciences. So come out and join us. It's March 31st at 7 o'clock at the Loft. So it looks like it's going to be really fun. There's information about that on my website. And we do have a caller, Roger, so that's very cool. Let's see who's going to win the tickets. We love it. Okay. Okay. Here we have it. We're on the air. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Mrs. Green. Who's the lucky winner?
My name's Steve.
Oh, Steve, I think I recognize your voice. This is not a fix.
Not a fix.
Steve, are you a Mrs. Green regular listener?
I listen occasionally. Usually Saturdays are pretty busy, but right now I'm listening.
Okay, that's wonderful. So if you would stay on the air, I mean on the line, Roger is going to take your information. Always love to see those lines light up. Thank you. And you can go to my website to figure out how to get tickets. There's a cute little, it's a polar bear. It's the cutest poster on the planet for Sizzle, and I think it is really going to make us laugh. So, Steve, stay on the line. Let Roger get your information, and thank you for listening to Mrs. Green. Okay, how are we doing for time? Okay, there we are. News Talk 790 KNST. Please stay tuned for Susan Preston, the general partner from CalCEF, the Clean Energy Angel Fund, calling in from California. Thank you.
Talk you love.
I'm a junkie for talk radio, and I found you years ago.
On News Talk 790 KNST.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST, where we are the voice of green, where we are all things bright and beautiful. There is lots of news today, and the biggest news might be we haven't heard from our guest yet. So I have never had to figure this one out. I will figure out if I can do it. I think it's a radio talk show host's worst nightmare. Susan Preston is unbelievable. I cannot believe that she won't be calling in. But in the meantime, I have stuff to talk about always because why? I'm a radio talk show host and Roger can fill in and we'll figure it out. We might have to call Colleen Crown and Shield. We might have to call who knows. But don't forget about Skincare at Savano. This is another wonderful locally owned business that I am proud to be supported by and to support. They're on the east side of Tucson. They're an award-winning skincare spa. Just a wonderful feeling out there that uses only organic, non-toxic products by Eminence. They have more information than you could ever even imagine about safe cosmetics, as I've said on this show many times, and I'd love to have more coverage about this from some guests, is what you put on your skin goes into your body. So anything that you put on your body, if you go to Skincare at Savano, you can be sure that it's going to be safe. So visit them at Skincare at Savano. Make sure you tell Sylvia I said hello. And they've got a lot of monthly specials, and they're affordable. So check them out, locally owned business. Okay, I can talk about the Green Chamber. The Southern Arizona Green Chamber of Commerce launched yesterday. And if any of you are listening and you've ever put on an event, you always hold your breath for every single thing. And, of course, it all came together at the last moment, not at the last minute. We were working for weeks on it. The board members, the founding board members, put so much time and energy into it. It was a four-month labor of love and challenges. It was at the Tucson Association of Realtors, which is a perfect venue. And here is what cracked me up about it. So it was, we had RSVPs for 150. It was catered by Acacia. Of course, we used a locally owned restaurant. Albert and Lila are wonderful. And 170 people showed up. So we really did crack up about that. You can find out about the Southern Arizona Green Chamber of Commerce by going to SAGCC. And it is a wonderful, wonderful organization. We really want to bring so many of the different groups that have come together to really be a leader and be a political force, be an advocacy group, support sustainable practices. And if you are a locally owned business, if you are a business here in Tucson, I encourage you to become a member of this. As we said, there are so many great organizations in Tucson, and this is an effort to bring it together. So I am cracking up. Our buddy Colleen Crown and Shield is on the line. Talk about loving you, girlfriend.
How are you?
So I am great. How are you?
I am fantastic, and what a beautiful day today. It's absolutely gorgeous out here.
And where are you? Are you at the air show?
I am going to be going out to the air show. I don't know if you know, but we have an ethanol-powered airplane out there.
I want an ethanol-powered airplane.
Well, and Greg Poe is the pilot, and he is absolutely unbelievable. The plane is fun, and I encourage everybody who's going out to that air show to take a look because he's pretty amazing.
When I was driving here, I could see some of the planes. I mean, there must be, it looked like a much older plane, because I know they have some older planes out there.
His actually is fairly new. He is a stunt pilot, and he has been on Ripley's Believe It or Not, and he's just done so many great things, and he does great things for the community. He does some presentations to kids about elevating their lives, and growing up to really respect and love life. So he's pretty cool. So everybody that goes out there, they really need to stop by and see him.
And there is admission?
You know what? The air show is free.
Oh, my gosh. It's another great thing. This weekend, there are so many great, fun things going on, and that's free. It's wonderful. So Davis Monthan opens it up.
It's a beautiful day out here today, so everybody should just get outside and enjoy this great weather we have, too.
I agree. And you heard from Tyson.
I did. Isn't it great that Tucson gets to be a part of that? I'm excited about that.
And then he did. He gave the shout-out about Tucson being one of his favorite cities, and you were certainly responsible for that. You welcomed him with open arms. And for those of you that don't know, and how could you not, Colleen Crown and Shield is the clean cities guru, and she just makes things happen. She connects the dots, and she's a great supporter of Mrs. Green and the Mrs. Green team, and she's got a great team herself. So
it's all about working together.
I know.
It's all
so
about working together,
about
Tina. That's what it's about.
I know. Well, we might be calling you back because my guest has not called in yet, and this is going to be the ultimate challenge to see if Mrs. Green can carry the show for 30 minutes by herself. And you know
I
what?
Think she can do it, but, hey, if she needs help, I always have things to talk about. So
I
you, I'm
keep,
here, babe.
Keep your
I'm here.
Phone
and
on speed dial.
You're a great listener, so I'm sure you're going to have a great show.
I know. Keep your phone on vibrate so that if we need you, I can give you a buzz.
I'm there.
I have no fear.
Okay,
bye. That's our friend Colleen Crown and Shield, just a girlfriend having my back, and it cracked me up because it could be that Susan tried to call in on that line and then it was busy. So I'm going to be challenged, and I'm pretty excited to see. We would love to make this show call in. We can talk about anything. Bring on the controversy, bring on the questions, bring on anything you want to talk about my new website. So many times I don't really keep saying, please call, because we have such interesting guests. And I have so many questions for them that I don't really, really say, okay, call in 520-880-5678. But if you do have a question for me, if there's a show that you would like me to cover, if there's an issue I've covered in the past that you would like to hear more about, this is your chance. And I have had shows where it's all about you. So just put your finger on that dial, 520-880-5678. Okay, so you heard Colleen talk about the air show at Davis-Month, and it's going on all day today and I believe all day tomorrow. I'm not sure if it's a one-day event. I read about it a little bit in the paper this morning. And then also it's the street fair, and it's one of the best, absolute best street fairs in the country. I think it's ranked in the top seven, so we're thrilled about that, and I love it. So you have to go to the street fair. It's being outside. It's free. There are just unbelievable vendors from all over the country that have fun stuff. Not that we all need more stuff, but you can take your kids out. I know I spoke at a Rotary Club this weekend, and one of this cracks me up too, but one of them is the they're a beer vendor. So, you know, Rotary is all about having fun too. So you can stop and look for the Rotary booth and have a nice cold beer, because we believe in beer here at Mrs. Green, as long as you're not drinking and driving. So, okay, we do have a caller, and I don't know if it's Colleen calling back or if it's Susan. And just keep going. We have a 880 caller, if you can see that, Roger. Okay, so Street Fair, the Green Chamber. I would love to talk about my website a little bit because this is a huge thing for me. It was a lot of work. A group of people that really dedicated themselves. We have Flash on the website now. There's a contest, and what we want for the contest is your participation, because it is all about you, and I mean that. We're building a green community. It's not all about Mrs. Green. So we have a caller, Roger. Let's put Paul on the air. Hi, Paul. Thanks for calling in.
Hello. I was wondering why ethanol is good for an airplane. Why is it good to have vehicles powered by ethanol?
Oh, my gosh. And where's Colleen when we need her? If she can, if she's what? Listening, which she might be driving, we'll ask her. And I am absolutely unabashedly Mrs. Mainstream. It should be called Mrs. Mainstream Going Green. And so I have a question back for you. I would really love, in my biggest, wildest dreams, to have a plane someday, because wouldn't that be nice? But I wouldn't have a plane because it's not very green. How can ethanol, I know, is cleaner burning, okay? It's more fuel efficient. Colleen's big... her big thing is that it helps us to not be so dependent on foreign oil, because I've heard her speak many times. So are you wondering about the end road impact of using corn as a fuel?
Yes, I'm just wondering, as far as efficiency, I don't know if it's very much more efficient. And as far as cleaner burning, if you're talking about CO2 output, it's practically got the same amount of CO2 output. But also, as far as water usage to make the corn or anything else, I mean, technically corn is probably not the best thing to be using. They can use switchgrass and a whole bunch of other things to make it, sugar beets. But if it came down to foreign oil, why don't we just drill off our coast?
Right. And I think, you know, I'd love to have the ethanol discussion more, because I've read a lot about the pollution for the fertilizer where it ends up when you're doing corn, especially along the Mississippi River and the dead zones off of the coast where there is a huge corn production. So Colleen and I have had that debate, and I really appreciate your question. I don't know if Colleen's driving, but if she calls in, we'll put her on the air, and I really appreciate your call. I'm certainly not trying to dodge the bullet, but I have my serious doubts about ethanol, corn ethanol. Stay on the air. We'll be right back. This is Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. We'll be right back with Paul.
Oh, yeah. 2 points to make.
When you want to talk.
First time caller.
Talk to us.
The talk you love on News Talk 790 KNST.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST, the voice of green, the all-green talk radio show. Our guest today, Susan Preston. There must have been a communication error. Maybe it's the time change. Who knows? I will reschedule her. I heard her speak about clean energy and about angel funding. There are huge, huge, huge amounts of dollars being invested to explore the next best, greatest thing for alternative energy. We still have Paul on the line. And, Paul, thanks for calling in. I really appreciate and respect your question. And here's Mrs. Green's opinion. Put my finger to the fire, my feet to the fire, whatever that expression is. So when all of the controversy came out recently about the scientific community disagreeing, there in being in such, you know, polarization about is there global warming, is there not global warming, is it part of a natural cycle, I did a lot more research, and I invite anyone to email me and bring to light things that you have found that might dispute what I'm about to say, because I'm really careful in this debate. What I found is that less than 2% of the scientific community in the world disagree with global warming. They make the case that even with the natural cycle of warming and ice age and warming and ice age, there have never been 9 billion people on the planet, at least as far as we know, because we've got a lot of people that are doing things very differently, massive consumption and a lot of cars being driven. So, Paul, that's what I know, and it's from what I can research, and I try to go to the far left, the far right, and then middle of the road publications that I trust the research. There were only a couple of thousand pages with erroneous data, and the press took that and made news and said it's false, it's fake. So as I said, I have, you know, I'm not a researcher. I'm not an engineer, I'm not a scientist, so I have to rely on what I read, and I did a lot of reading about the whole global warming debate. It's one of the hottest topics in my lifetime. So now it's your turn.
That's why I say you up front that I'm not calling to be confrontational or anything, I'm only 35, but getting older in my years, I am trying to look more for the truth in everything. In the political aspect or anything else, and I would truly say it'd be a lot more doubtful scientists than 2%. There have been many, many thousands of scientists that have signed documents saying that they do not concur. There is no agreement, basically, that this is agreed upon and settled. As far as the output of anything, if CO2 is a mass problem, then everything, burning this, burning that, that's the enemy, they say. But as far as doing this, nobody really cuts down anything. You know, Al Gore drives around in a limousine, flies around in a plane,
right,
uses carbon credits, which are basically a non-entity. It's just basically nothing but cash transfer system to make him feel good, and everything that anybody in the past 30, 40 years who have always said the population bomb is going off and there's going to be mass extinction of people, mass starvation, it doesn't happen. The only time there's mass starvation is when countries and politics get in the way and they starve their own people. So it doesn't happen. The seas have not risen. If they've risen 8 inches over the past 100 years, that's the same 8 inches that it rose the hundred years before that. It
right.
happens. It cycles.
Well, I would like to make you an offer that maybe you can refuse. While we were off air, Karen O'Hara called, and she is responsible for the distribution of the independent film Sizzle, a mockumentary about global warming. Would you like to have 2 free tickets? She offered 2 more free tickets. You can come. You can meet some of the scientists, and I would love to have you there as a way to say thank you for encouraging this debate. I think
where is it going to be playing?
It's going to be at the Loft on March 31st.
I figured it'd be the Loft. That's a small theater. I figured that. No, it's okay. Yes, I accept that offer, and
that's
I've been
great.
Trying
and
to
make
prove
sure
to.
You yes. introduce yourself to me, because I'd really like to meet you. And like I said, I really didn't feel you were confrontational at all. It's a very hot topic, and that's what I love about being Mrs. Green. I get to explore all possibilities. We do have Tyson who called back in, so please stay on the line. Roger's going to get your information, and again, I appreciate it. Please send me anything that you find to info@mrsgreensworld.com in the form of an email, and I will read it, okay? So thank you for calling in, Paul. Tyson, can you hear me now?
I am here. Hi,
How
Colleen.
Funny
or,
is
sorry,
this?
You're not Colleen. Gina.
I know. See, I'm loving it. I'm thinking, I can so do this. I'm not even nervous. And we had a very interesting call from Paul on global warming, one of the
yeah,
hottest
I
debates.
I heard that. Well, we like you stated earlier, you don't really get into it, and that's what we don't really get into it, too, in our classroom lectures and stuff like that. But one thing that is kind of notable is as long as we're all kind of working towards a greener and healthier lifestyle and a better world, then who really cares whether climate change exists or not, right?
See, that is really, I mean, I am telling you deep down inside of me, I say, okay, so what can I really do if it's true or even if it isn't? And I shift the whole focus to what I really want to do, because it's the right thing to do, is lead a more sustainable life in everything I do, in every area of my life, because I do believe it's the right thing to do. And what I didn't want to make the whole show about global warming, but I do know that 1.5 billion people don't have access to clean water. That's a fact. And I do know that some of the starvation that's going on around the world, I couldn't honestly say that you can blame it all on government. I mean, when there's a drought, it's not the government's fault. I actually would like to blame a lot on government, because I think they should stay out of our business to the extent possible. But blame, I don't want to be in the blame game.
No, for sure.
So tell me about you when you left Tucson. Was that like a month ago, 6 weeks ago? How long ago was that?
Oh, geez, I'm wondering when. That would have been back...
In February, maybe.
Mid-January.
Okay. So do you have any – tell us some more fun stories about what you have encountered along the way since you left Tucson. And for those of you that don't know, Tyson Jerry and his girlfriend Chloe have taken it on to break a world record, a Guinness Book of World Record, by taking the longest trip fueled solely by biodiesel, by used cooking oil. That's how you say it in English, used cooking oil, right?
Well, biodiesel and used cooking oil, two different things if we're talking about fuel.
Okay, but, so fuel, yeah. You leave it to me to get it screwed up. So cooking oil, I get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cooking oil is just the stuff that you're pulling out of a deep fryer at McDonald's, right? And it's already been used, it's burnt, it looks bad, it looks like tea, or if it's really bad, it looks like coffee. And that stuff burns, right? That stuff burns really good. So if you want to put it straight into your diesel, you're going to have to modify it. And basically that process is called, I actually can't think of the process right now. But the method of doing that is you take ethanol and lye, and you mix them together with your waste cooking oil. And then at the out the other end, you get you separate the glycerin and you get biodiesel. Now with waste cooking oil, what we're doing is we're burning it straight in our engine. So to do that, all we have to do is add heat. So we're adding heat to our
auxiliary tank. We install a second tank, and we basically will start and stop on biodiesel. And after a couple of minutes of the engine warming up and the system is warm enough to burn the vegetable oil, we switch over.
Okay, so for those of you that don't have a visual of this, I'm so sorry you missed it, because Tyson and Chloe were at Bookman's in January. They have the neatest looking rig that they're taking around the country. And the whole process, I can see it because I do have a visual. And that's sometimes when I wish that we did have TV, except for today, because I didn't have time to, you know, put on any eye makeup or anything. But this is a really unbelievable couple. Young, bright, educated, you know, parents wishing them well and supporting them, who set out. I just never thought about breaking a Guinness Book of World Record, except maybe in the area of eating the most chocolate in one day. I think I could take that one on, which is not very green.
You and me both, Gina.
What?
You and me both, Gina.
Oh, my gosh. I know. And of course, it would be have to be organic, fair trade chocolate. Because that's what I'd want to eat. So can you tell us one funny story right now before we go to break about any glitches along the way between here and New York City?
There hasn't been any major glitches. We did actually get a ticket in Washington, unfortunately.
A ticket from the police?
From the police, yeah. And you can't really get that close to the Lincoln Memorial with a vehicle unless you're driving a bus.
Right.
So what we did is we kind of just went into where the buses and taxi cabs are allowed to go.
I know right and where you mean.
Yeah, there's a lot of room. There was a lot of room for us, and we weren't bugging anyone. We just pulled over, and we jumped out of the vehicle, and we were literally there for 60 seconds. And then I jumped back in after taking a picture and started driving away, and all of a sudden there's a cruiser in front of the van.
Tyson, stay on the line. We'll be right back. This is Tyson Jerry, News Talk 790 KNST, Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream. We'll be right back, and I have a couple more questions for Tyson. Thanks for staying tuned.
This is News Talk 790 KNST.
Woo! Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. With Roger rocking it on the bumper music, with us figuring it out. What a great green community, and I'm loving it. I get Tyson back. I can ask him more questions. People, if you are listening, go to his website, Driven to Sustain. You can see the vehicle. You can figure out how to follow them on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter. These guys are making a world record. They are going to be in the Guinness Book of World Record. It's Driven to Sustain, Tyson Jerry and Chloe Whitaker, two young people from North America who set out on a mission. Tyson, thanks for calling back in. This is fun, isn't it?
It is fun. I get a bit of a segment here now.
I know. Colleen's going to owe me big time, but I feel like I owe the world because you called back in. My life just works. I am so not kidding. What would the chances be that you're tuned in and that you have the time to be on the show?
Hey, I've got you covered.
And it cracked me up that both you and Roger pointed out that I am grossly exaggerating the population of the world. I really did think it was 9 billion. I always exaggerate. It's not quite 7 billion, okay? So it's close to 9. We just need 2 more billion people. I'll probably see it in my lifetime. So I was not meaning to put out any egregious misinformation, but it is rising rapidly, even from a year ago. So it's close to 7 billion now, and I think it's going to get up there pretty soon. So as long as everybody lives a sustainable life, it's okay. All right, so GPS, are you kidding me right now? We can follow you on GPS. I'm, like, loving it. Like, if you have that on your car, I could go on there and see where you are.
Yeah. Where we happen to be every 10 minutes on the North American continent.
Blows me away. And this is what blows me away. How come I can do that and I can't get cell phone coverage in my own house? Like, go figure, okay? All right, so tell me this before we run out of time, which is what will happen. I want to start with the end in mind. What are you going to do when you're finished? How long has this whole trip taken you, and what piece of your life? And then what is the plan for afterwards for the two of you?
That's the ultimate question, it seems, right?
I bet your parents are wondering, too.
Yeah, they've been wondering for a while. They've been wondering when I'm going to get a real job. That's
well, you're on a real mission, and I'm sure they're really, really proud of you. So, first of all, how long did it take you from beginning to end, including the breakdown?
Yeah, well, not including the breakdown. We've been on the road for 5 months.
Okay.
Since November of last year. But just before that, this is the second attempt. This is the second Guinness World Record attempt. The first attempt was started on October 1st of 2008. So a little over 2 years, or not quite 2 years yet. Right, yeah, not quite 2 years yet. 2 years in this October. So we drove for about 3.5 months, and we came about two-thirds of the way of breaking the existing record, and then our timing belt ended up slipping.
It just makes
sense. We were literally broken down for 11 months.
In South Carolina, is that where you were? Is that where it broke down?
Yeah.
I remember. See, I think we have 9 billion people, but I remembered you broke down in South Carolina. That's good. The memory thing is still working for me.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, so you don't really have any idea what you're going to do next?
Well, we're from here after New York, because we're in New York right now, and we're going to be breaking the existing record on Monday. So from there, we still have to set the record, right? We can't really break it just by 1 mile. So we have the rest of Canada to do. And in fact, this coming month, this coming week, we're starting a contract in Ontario, Canada, where we're visiting 25 schools all throughout Ontario.
I remember that now.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember that. And one of the things that I would like to ask is, we are really focusing on our kids page in Mrs. Green's world. And to me, when I hang around the young, the bright young minds, no matter how little, they certainly do not dream a dark future. They dream a bright future, and they see possibility and exploration and change. So you can always invite the kids to go to Mrs. Green's world and put their ideas on the kids page. Part of the contest that I want to do is to work with Girl Scouts to have them submit, because we're not just going to have, you know, enter here to win, because I don't think that's the new way. You have to really submit one of your great green ideas or a green picture. I've already had two people email me about somebody made a trailer out of recycled material, and they're going to submit that picture. And another friend of mine took out her cast iron bathtub and put it out in her yard and made a garden out of it. So she promised she'd send a picture. So I love to hear from kids. So you're not finished. And Roger and I were just commenting about your about. It's like, there's the Canada showing through. We picked that up too. Okay, so you have to drive through Canada, but it'll still be, now you're going into beautiful weather. You'll be talking to kids, sharing the journey. What kind of things do the kids want to hear about? What do they ask you about?
Well, our presentation is simply just about environmental sustainability. So we encourage them and inspire them to think alternatively and think differently about their lifestyle and about their consumption. But the typical questions usually evolve around the Guinness World Record. So they're asking whether Chloe and I are dating, or a funny one was whether Chloe and I were brother and sister.
I love it. Leave it to kids. Okay.
Yeah. And where do we shower? Where or how do we do it? How long have we been on the road? Chloe was asked a funny question. We normally, to kind of put it in perspective, we tell them that 24,000 miles is the circumference of the globe, and that's the current record that we're breaking. So we tell them we're driving as far as the globe is round. And after the presentation, a little boy came up to Chloe. This is in an elementary school. We normally do high schools. But
right,
a little boy came up to Chloe, and he said, so you must really like swimming.
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding it. Out of the mouths of babes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and here we are trying to do this big inspirational presentation. And
he's thinking
up
you're
on
swimming
the
around
thing
the
that
globe.
We said.
I love it. And she would be very, very tired. Well, I admire the heck out of what you're doing. I feel proud to have you as a guest. We'll want you back. Since it's not over, we will definitely want you back. And we wish you well. I would love it if you Facebook me, Mrs. Green, about the trip, and I'll send it out, and I'll send out tweets about it, and we just wish you all the blessings and safety in the world, and thanks so much for calling in when my guest did not show up. It was a lot of fun, and the time flew anyway. It just blows me away. It's like it's fast. I still have more questions, but we'll be able to have you on again, and take care of yourself and enjoy New York City, the Big Apple.
That's
absolutely
great,
positive.
Gina.
Love New York City. A shout out to the Green Times. Pick up an article, pick up a copy this week. I love the Green Times. Something we can be proud of. Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream. News Talk 790 KNST. Thank you so much, callers. Thank you, Paul, for your interesting observations about global warming. Steve, congratulations on winning the tickets. Have a great green weekend. Lots of free, fun things to do out there in this beautiful town in which we live. Bless everybody.